神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Babies are born with basic capabilities and distinct temperaments.
婴儿生出来之后呢，他们带着一些能力、潜能，还有他们的天性。
But each individual goes through dramatic changes on your way to adulthood.
但是每一个人呢，就经过一些过程，然后会有不一样的成长跟发展。一直到长大成人。
Some psychologists think that we go through stages.
心理学家们认为我们有一些必经的一些阶段。
In that stage, we develop certain characteristics, and if we don't, then we do not grow well, and as we go on, we find problems.
那每一个阶段都有我们应该成长的一个目标，但是呢，如果这些成长的目标没有达到的话，以后呢，就会带来麻烦。
Now, as we go through these stages in our life, we either have a positive view or a negative.
当我们经过一些阶段之后呢，会出现啊，或许是属于这种乐观的，就是一个积极型的，或者是消极型的。
I like to go through this with two purposes in mind.
那我有两个目的。要来跟您谈这个主题。
For the younger mother, that you can understand these particular crises your child goes through and be able to help them through.
我要帮助年轻的父母亲，特别是妈妈们呢，让他们知道、认识到每一个阶段应该有的一些成长，然后呢，尽量的建立他们。
And we as adults to be able to recognize there were some stages in our life that we didn't go through well, and we need help right now.
而且呢，我要帮助我们已经成长这些成人呢，可以发现去检查到底有哪个阶段我并没有好好的成长，然后呢，可以得到一些帮助。
Now listen carefully as we go through these stages in the life of a human being.
当我来啊讲述这个人的发展的成长的阶段的时候呢，请你注意听。
Of course, we start with infancy from birth until 1 year old.
当然我们要从这个生下来零岁到一岁来谈起。
Now let's see what the crisis for this period is.
这个阶段的危机在哪里呢？
This is the time when a child or a person either learns to trust or mistrust.
这个阶段要让这个婴孩学习他会成为一个信任的人还是不能信任的人。
You see, in the first year of that child's life, it depends on others for food, warmth, and affection.
因为第一年这个婴儿呢什么都要依赖旁边的人，不管是食物也好，生活也好，或他们的感情也好，都是要依赖四周围的人。
And they must blindly trust in that parent or caregiver to provide these.
这个阶段对于四周围来啊帮助他喂养他的人呢，他是一种不能自主的，而且是一种盲目的信任。
If their needs are met consistently and regularly by their parents,
如果他们的需要被父母亲非常持续的、非常平衡的来提供的话
，the child or the infant will develop a secure attachment with their parents.
那这个孩子会很有安全感的来跟他的父母亲产生一种情感的关系。
And in this, they will learn to trust their environment in general as well.
开始学习到怎么样来信任环境、信任四周围的一切的情况。
On the other hand, if this infant does not get this consistently, lovingly, regularly, then they will develop a feeling of mistrust.
相对的，如果他们所得到的对待并没有让他们很平衡或者是很满足的话，那他们就会发展成一种不能信任的一种特性。
They'll mistrust people and things in their environment, and even toward themselves, there'll be a mistrust.
他们会对人、对环境、对自己、对事物都会有那种不信任的态度。
Now you say, can that happen to a little infant, a little baby?
或许你有个疑惑说，这么小，就像一个一岁的婴儿，就有这样子的现象吗？
If you think about it for a moment, you would see the logic in this.
那如果你好好的思想一下，你就发现这是会发生的。
The more a child is cared for and lovingly cared for, the more they're held, the more they're made to feel warm and comfortable, the more they feel a sense of well-being and trust.
孩子越被关照，被父母亲呵护，然后呢，拥抱他，他就越觉得是被爱的。
Take that little child in an orphanage.
比如说，我们来看一看孤儿院的孤儿好了。
They do feed them, they change their diaper, but most of the time they must lay right there in the crib.
他们也有食物可以吃，有人喂他，然后他们也有人帮他换尿布，但是呢，大部分的时间他们是自己躺在他们自己的床上的。
Sometimes they feel the chilling air.
有时候呢，那种空气是冷清清的。
They hear the noises that frightens them.
他们听到四周的声音，他们会有害怕。
And as they begin to walk, they have no one to go with them. And soon there is a feeling of real mistrust. They can't trust anything.
然后他们开始慢慢学习爬动的时候呢，也都自己来，没有人去扶持他。这样的话，慢慢就养成一种不能信任的态度。
So you see, your mistrust may have begun a long time ago.
所以你之所以不能信任，事实上是起于你早阶段的这种发展。
Now, I'm sure there are those of you who down through life have had things that have happened to them that they have learned to mistrust people.
当然在后来长成之后呢，也有一些特别的经验会让我们加强我们不信任的这样的特性。
Now the infant has turned to the toddle years, which are age 1 to 2.
那像我们谈到这个成长的对象呢，从一到两岁之间。
This is a time when a child begins to understand or at least begins to move out independently.
这个阶段呢，孩子开始就要自主了，开始啊自己要走动了。
Or they learn doubts and shame.
他们也开始学习到什么是疑惑，什么是羞耻。
You see, this is the years that a child learns to walk, talk, and use the toilet and do things for themselves.
因为他们开始要学习自己啊来走路或者上厕所，开始对自己说话。
You see, their self-control and their self-confidence begins to develop at this stage.
所以自我控制的能力还有自信心呢，就在这个阶段要被养成。
You see, when they learn to walk, when they are learning to talk and use the toilet, is a period of time when it depends on how we do it that makes our children either independent or shameful.
不管是在学习说话、走路或学习开始自主的上厕所这个阶段当中呢，大人呢会促进他们，到底他们会觉得说他们已经长大了，还是他们感觉有羞耻的感觉。
Now, if a parent encourages this child with initiatives, telling them this is what we can do to do this, or if you do this, then I'll give you this, or with actually just reassurance that they're doing very well.
如果父母亲懂得怎么样来鼓励一个孩子，让我们知道我们是有能力做这一些学习这一些的，而且让我们知道呢，他们如果做到的话，也有一些奖励的话，那这样对他们是很好的。
And especially when they make mistakes.
当他们做错的时候。
You see, it's so easy for us to sort of yell at them or make them feel that they've done something terrible. And so this is a period when we need to learn to do this in such a way that it builds the child's confidence.
我们很容易就会对他们指责，我们很激动或认为好像很严重，但是不要这样子，我们需要知道怎么样来面对处理，好让他们养成他们的自信心。
You see, the child must develop confidence, which they will need to cope with future situations.
这个阶段孩子需要养成自信心来面对以后人生的过程。
And these will require choice. These will also require control and independence.
这些呢都在养成他们怎么样选择。怎么样自主，怎么样自我控制，还有怎么样独立。
You see, if a parent is too overly protective and does everything for the child and stands there and just constantly is doing for the child, they will not learn independence.
如果父母亲呢，在这个阶段呢，对他们特别的保护，然后都不让他们做什么，而且都什么都为他们做的话，他们就没有办法学习独立自主。
Or if a parent is, disapproves of the child's acts of independence, it only makes that child feel ashamed of their behavior and has doubts about their abilities.
如果对他们的行为呢产生那种指责或者是不肯定的话，那么对孩子这一阶段的养成呢，也会变成一种啊没有办法有自信，或者是会产生有那种羞耻感。
You see, the more you see your child has problems doing these things, fearful in doing these things, that's the more you should try to give a sense of they're doing very well. Encourage them.
你如果看到的孩子呢，很怕自己来做这些事，像啊说话啦、走路啦、上厕所，或他们好像觉得自己没有自信心的话，你更要去鼓励他们，他们更要学习去做。
I'm sure you can understand how this can happen.
我想你应该了解这是怎么样的一个过程。
So I think that this is a stopping place for some of you parents to recognize, am I too overly protective of my child? Or do I show disappointment too quickly to them until they actually, have no real independence of their own?
这个时候你要停下来想一想，回想自己是不是我们太保护我们的孩子呢，都帮他们做呢，还是呢我们对于他们做的事情的行为呢，我们反应的太过度了，那我们应该好好的调整来帮助他们。
And when this shame is built within your child, it is very detrimental.
当孩子里面积压着那种羞耻感的时候，对他们的影响可是很严重的。
Because many of these childrenwill grow up with this shame, and many of them go into the abuses of alcohol, drugs, and sex.
因为呢，如果有这样的一个啊这个时期的缺憾的话，以后长大之后很容易会有一些不好的一种习惯，比如说像他们会酗酒，或者是呢，他们会对于这种啊有虐待性的行为，或者会对性方面呢啊比较有泛滥的情况。
You see, you must understand that during this period, different children will grow faster maybe than others.
你要知道这个阶段呢，有的人呢发展比较快，有的发展比较慢。
So don't tell your children, well, so-and-so did this before this age, and so-and-so, they talked before this, making your child feel that there's something wrong with them.
绝对不要去跟孩子说呢，你看别的孩子都会讲了，都会做了，为什么你不会？这样的话，让孩子觉得自己比不上别人。
Now, let's go on to another stage.
我们再看另外一个阶段。
This is the ages from 2 to 6.
现在我们要谈到2到6岁这个阶段。
A very important age.
这是一个很重要的一个阶段。
Because here they must use initiative. They must begin to do on their own.
这是一个自发性、自主性的阶段，什么事情呢？他们要自己来做了。
You see, children have a newfound power at this age.
那在这个阶段里面呢，他们会找到新的自己的能力。
They have developed their motor skills.
他们开始发展他们的活动能力。
And now they are engaging in social interaction with the people around them.
而且呢，对于四周围的那种人际关系，他们也开始有一些技巧。
But at this age, they have to learn how to balance between their eagerness for adventure and being a responsible child.
所以呢，他们必须要在这个阶段里面呢，要学习怎么样平衡自己，一方面呢很有这种冒险性，一方面呢又要懂得怎么样来控制自己。
They must now learn to control their childish impulses and their childish fantasies.
对于他们的这种 儿童呢这种童心里面的想象力啦，或童心里面的幼稚的这一方面呢，他们开始要懂得怎么样控制自己。
So you see, you have to teach the children how to balance these together so that they have initiative to go on.
所以呢让他们懂得学习怎么样平衡，好让他们继续的发展。
And you see, if you encourage them, but also discipline them consistently, they learn to accept the discipline without guilt.
所以呢，他们一方面被鼓励，一方面也要被管教，然后呢，在管教方面，要让他们啊，懂得怎么样来接受，而不带着这种罪恶感。
They learn that certain things are not allowed.
他们知道说有些事情是不容许做的。
And this is a very good way to present this. Let them know that this is not allowed in our home.
所以呢，在家里面呢，让他们知道说哪些事呢，是不被容许的。
Then they don't feel the shame. They understand this isn't allowed.
那他们既然知道这个是规范，这是不容许的，所以呢，他们心里面就没有那种犯错的羞耻感。
So now they won't feel ashamed when they sort of get into their little fantasies and their little make-believe world because they know how far to go.
那当他们又有进入那种儿童的啊童心里面这种想象幻想的这个领域的时候呢，他们知道到什么阶段就不能再继续，这样的话他们就没有羞耻感。
In the summer, I work in summer camps.
在夏天时候我有暑期的营会。
I tell stories and I use a puppet.
我用一个这种布偶呢来讲故事。
The children love the puppet.
孩子们很喜欢布偶。
There was one little girl, almost three, that just loved this puppet called Gus.
那有一个女孩子呢，差不多三岁，快三岁呢，她特别喜欢这个叫 Gus 的这个布偶。
She went home and she talked about it and she just seemed to really love this puppet.
他回去呢都是在讲这个布偶，然后他很爱这个布偶。
But now, about 8 months later, they say to her, Is Gus really real?
那在他、跟这个布偶、认识之后的八个月后呢，家人就问他说，你认为那个布偶是真的吗？
And she's very quiet at first.
那首先他很沉默。
Then she looks up and she just shakes her head very slowly.
他就抬起头来跟他的父母亲对看，最后他慢慢的说不是真的。
Now, if children are not taught how to balance this, there are those who will feel that because they have their make-believes, because they have their fantasies, and they're abruptly just given punishments for them or looked down at them, they become to feel guilty. They come to feel like, maybe I shouldn't be independent. I just have to listen to what everyone says.
因为孩子有这个特性，一方面呢在他们的这种儿童的这种幻想世界里面，一方面面对真实的世界，所以如果成人不容许他们，然后呢对他们的幻想世界呢啊有些处罚的话，那他们就会被阻止，而且呢会不敢独立去思想，他们以为呢如果自己太自主的话啊这是错的。
You see, when a child is small, they love fantasy. They love their little make-believe worlds.
你要知道，孩子小的时候很喜欢他们的幻想世界。
Many times it keeps them company.
有时候呢，是他们的伙伴。
And it's actually broadening their thinking patterns. It's really expanding their initiatives.
而且呢在这个幻想世界里面呢是在发展促进他们的思考他们的想法。
And to some parents, this is very difficult because they're the type of parent really that doesn't see what's good about that.
那有些父母亲呢就觉得呢这种幻想世界很不真实呢对孩子呢一点都没有好处。
And they tell them to stop it, that's stupid, you know that's just make-believe, that's not real.
他们会跟孩子说呢你真的是很幼稚那个不是真的你也这样想也这样讲。
And the truth of the matter is that most of those children know it's not real.
那事实上呢孩子也知道不是真的。
But as we talked about, as we can develop them by teaching them what is real and being able to help them to be responsible.
但是我们要容许他们表达，我们自己也跟他们一起表达，然后让他们分辨什么是应该有一点自我控制，什么时候呢应该要有责任感。
Now we're going to talk about those children that are 6 to 12. That's usually elementary and middle school.
那我们再接下去呢就要谈这个6岁到12岁就小学到中学之间的年纪。
We're going to come up to the years when they're going to have to learn industry, competency, able to do things.
这个阶段呢是开始学习怎么样能够、成就、有成效的去做一些事情。
Actually, school is the most important event at this stage.
所以学校对他们来说呢，这个学校生活是很重要的。
Now, children learn to make things.
他们学怎么样做东西。
They begin to use tools.
他们开始用一些工具。
They acquire skills like a worker.
那他们就像一个工人一样，工作人员一样，他们被要求要有一些技巧。
And actually, they're developing to be a potential provider.
他们也在发展建立成一个提供者。
Now they're doing all of this while they are making the transition between home and the world.
那他们等于是在这个家里面还有外面的世界的一个转折期，要从家里跨入世界。
The world where they are with their peers a great deal of the time.
外面的世界有他们的同年纪的友伴，对他们是很重要的。
And when we recognize how fantastic this is, children, maybe just one in a family, sometimes two, and then they go off to school where they must deal with many, many different ones of their own age.
你可以想象说这是很奇妙、很美妙的一件事情。一个孩子本来呢，只留在家里面，现在呢，从家里到学校，到他的同伴，他要学习怎么样去面对啊，外面这些友伴。
If children can discover pleasure,In their intellectual pursuits.
如果孩子们可以在这种智能方面的这种促进发展中呢，找到他们的乐趣。
And see that they can be productive.
看到自己呢，是可以很有果效的啊，做出一些东西来。
And then see even that they are successful.
然后看到呢，自己呢，是一个可以成功的人。
This will help them to develop a sense of competency.
那这样的话，就会增加他们的，或者发展出他们的成就感。
But on the other hand, if they don't discover this and they don't develop it, they're going to develop a sense of inferiority.
但是如果刚好相反，他们这一些呢，一点都没有经验，都没有发展的话，那他们经验的，他们所发展成的是一种挫败感。
Now, therefore, as a parent, you must try and help them in all of these areas, by trying to encourage them and rewarding them and seeing that they do follow these things.
所以身为父母呢，要很用心的，很努力的来督促他们，鼓励他们是不是有发展这一些能力，有时候给予一些奖赏，奖励他们，好让他们按着他们该有的这种程度或者进度来成长。
Then we see these children that were not stimulated by the intellectual exercises, that didn't know success, that didn't feel capable, and now they feel very inferior, which is a heavy burden for anyone to carry.
如果孩子没有在这个阶段好好的接受这种理性方面或者成功方面的这种成长跟发展的话，那么他们会养成以后呢，有一种重担，心里的沉重的重担，认为自己是一个很无力的，是一个失败者。
Some of you push your children, and maybe they are not capable at that particular time to do this, and then you become very angry because you feel your child's not doing his best, not trying, when all the time you are really putting a burden of inferiority on him.
有种父母呢，他们会过分的要求孩子，他们期待孩子的呢，是过于他们所能做的，那么这样的话，你也等于在让你的孩子认为他们是无力感的，他们是没有能力的。
It's a happy child whose parents help them to realize that they learn for learning's sake, not just for daddy and mom to be able to be proud and look at them and boast about them, but for the child's very benefit.
聪明的父母，你要知道，当你的孩子学习的时候，他们最高兴的是他们学到的东西，他们的学习过程，而不是他们的学习呢，是为了让父母亲能够光彩，能够有面子来学习。
Now let's look at the one that is very inferior.Actually, they can be at opposite directions. There can be that child that is very timid, very fearful, and then on the other hand, it can be the bully that's always making others think he's great and he's strong and he can do it.
如果在这个阶段的成长失败的话，那么或许呢，就会变成很胆怯，然后呢，非常的脆弱，很懦弱，没有自信， 或者会变成另外一个方向，相反的，就是好像表现得很粗暴，或者是很勇敢，或者认为呢自己比别人都好。
You see, it's not easy for our children to get through these years.
让我们的孩子来走过这个阶段是不容易的。
Now, there are some that have natural, intelligence above others.
当然有一些孩子呢他们的智能比别人高。
But sometimes those who are very bright, either by the initiative that they have used, or whether it is something very natural with them, they may be people who can't play ball.
但是你会发现呢一群很智能很高很聪明的孩子呢不管他们是由后天的促进或者是本来先天有的他们呢虽然很聪明的但是呢却没有办法玩球。
And like in the American culture, when a young boy can't play ball and he's not good at sports, sometimes that's a time when the kids look down at him.
以美国的这种文化来讲，如果一个男孩子他不懂得怎么样玩球的话，是会被轻视的。
They'll call him names.
他们会用一些名字啊来叫他。
They'll hurt him very badly at times.
这样的话对他们伤害是很大的。
And yet this young man intellectually is very superior and is very successful.
但是你却看到这个孩子本身的智能很高，而且呢，事实上，成绩是很成功的。
One of the mothers asked me about this.
有一个母亲呢，问我这个问题。
Her child is a very bright little boy, but he has no sports ability.
她就问我说呢，她的孩子呢，智能很高，很聪明，可是呢，就是没有办法运动玩球。
Now, this is going to be to the parent now that can lift that child up and be able to show them that they have abilities in other areas and that they are successful. And with this help, usually a child can get over this.
那这样的话，父母亲就要帮助这样的孩子，让他知道说呢，个人的这种天分能力不同，所以呢，个人成功的领域也不同，让他可以克服这个阶段。
But the problem is many times they may have a father who is very athletic himself and he wants his son to be that way and the son's a great disappointment when he's not.
那问题是有时候呢父亲呢是那个对孩子要期待太多的一个父亲所以他期待孩子的孩子不能达到他的标准所以让父亲很失望。
Actually, in some school systems where they don't have uniforms, the children wear their own clothes, and there are some children who do not have the money to wear the type of clothing the others do.
比如说呢，有的学校他们没有制服，所以呢，要穿家服到学校上学。结果有的孩子就比较没有经济上面的那种能力来买很多衣服，就会有一种比较的行为。
And even though that person may be very good in their studies, they may be very successful in what they do, yet when the children begin to call them names and they feel very inferior because of their clothes.
那因为衣服呢，穿衣服上面呢比不上别人，即使自己成绩很好，很有成就的这样的学生，但是因为呢被别人因为衣服而好像啊就看轻他们或开始用一些绰号来叫他们，这样的话也会让他们感觉自己是比别人低劣的。
Now, I could tell you many things, exterior things out of the home that can really harm children.
那我可以用很多例子，在家以外发生的一些例子呢，会伤害孩子的一些情况。
And that is why, as a parent, you must watch them.And see their attitudes and their feelings.
那就是为什么父母亲要很敏锐的来观察，看看他们回来时候他们的感受是怎么样。
If you see that they're down, if they come home from school feeling very badly and trying to hide their feelings, something may have happened. You need to talk to your child.
如果你的孩子从学校回来呢，情绪很低落，你看他好像很沉闷，那你就要去注意他，然后呢，好好的跟他谈一谈。
This is a period you need to work through with your child to help them to feel competent and their abilities that they can use and to make them feel that they're a person that can accomplish.
所以这个阶段呢，你要好好的来触动你的孩子表现，然后让他们觉得他们是有能力的，他们是可以成功，他们是可以有成就的。
God bless you.
神祝福你。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛州传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担， 请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。